morning show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day.
How are you doing today,
all
sire?
All is well, my friend.
All is well. 9-1 for you last night. Congratulations.
What damn time, huh?
Congratulations.
Boys are heating up. Here we go.
It was a good night on the diamond for both of us. Nikki Skates, how was the ice? The boost hit.
The boost hit. We were 2-0. If you went with the coin, you chose to go the other way. Probably split for you, but it was a good night.
I'm just happy that because we all took the boost, but there I also found a way to take the plus 1.5 parlay, which did not hit. I'm just glad that we could have been in a situation where neither, but the boost, fucking, we made out like fucking bandits there.
I was really hoping the Oilers were going to lose after the
the fucking Mike Smith goal.
That Mike Smith goal. I almost fucking keeled over, dude. I was fucking dying at that, dude.
And, you know, the thing about the Mike Smith goal, too, is it kind of took all the news away from Markstrom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that beginning.
Gave the game away.
Yeah.
For the first score.
He threw his hands up, too. Him throwing his hands up like it wasn't his fault either.
What the fuck? And then Mitt, which side were you on last? You fucking, hey, great call on the fucking over threes prop.
Reggie Bullock, yep. Over 2.5 threes. That,
what do you have,
hit.
Like seven?
Steph Curry, yeah, it's six. Steph Curry, under points hit, but I was also on the Golden State Warriors money line. The Mavs showed some fight last night. Didn't think it would happen. Kind of pumped to see it.
Jock Peterson just hit another bomb.
Again?
He was fucking on fire, dude.
He had eight RBIs last
night.
I'm sorry.
This guy is on a fucking tear.
Guy had, are you on that game? You were on the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll start with baseball real quick.
If we're starting with baseball, can I just bitch a little bit about the White Sox starting pitching staff?
I tried to fucking warn you.
Yeah, we were both. Okay, well, him and I were both on the Red Sox yesterday.
What was it? 10? I had to turn it off after the third inning. It was 10-0 or some shit.
Yeah, and Pavetta's hot.
Pavetta is cooking, and the Sox bats are coming alive, my friend.
He is absolutely
We ain't dead
cooking.
Yet. We ain't dead yet.
Dude, I mean, Cease is one thing, but then Keuchel went in, and he was throwing fucking meatballs. Like, the Sox
Keuchel came out of the pen?
Out, dude. No. When Keuchel won against New York, they were praising him on the broadcast. It was like, dude, he sucked. He couldn't hit the, zone.
Guy. Guy's a fucking actual Sox
guy.
Oh, yeah,
a big White Sox guy. Where's Lance Lynn?
I don't know. His card's just sitting on my damn counter, and I'm just waiting for him to come back.
Yeah. Hey, good for you, Mitt.
This is the time of year where I get into baseball.
You got no choice.
We're starting with baseball because two games are about to go first pitch. I was on the Twins -1.5 earlier. You're on the Giants right now.
There we go.
Did not touch Pirates and Rockies, but Buccos are up 10-5.
Jeez. Here we go, Buccos.
I could have swept the series, but last night lost in extras.
Crushing. Crushing blow.
Absolute crushing
blow. Absolute crushing.
Oh, and fucking thank you to Rizzo, who always comes through for us. On fucking Dingers and fucking Devers, yeah.
Dinger Tuesday for the
Dinger
lads.
Dinger Tuesday for the lads.
Not a bad night, huh?
About to go first pitch. Urias is going against Fetty. Dodgers at the Nats for the third night in a row.
You're doing it again.
Hey, we'll go back to the well. Dodgers full game run line.
Good on you.
It's hit the last two nights. I mean, it's just a bad matchup here.
Good on you, lad.
Yeah. Number one in the MLB in covering the run line versus dead last.
Makes sense.
There's no reason that Fetty didn't scare me off.
I mean, Fetty will show up from time.
Sometimes he will show up. But he's actually been bad at home. So I will take the Dodgers again, full game run line. The 4-10 start, Aaron Ashby versus Yu Darvish. Yu's been good at home. Yeah. He actually had a really good away start in his last start.
Hell yeah.
Ashby hasn't been bad. I'm staying away.
Really?
I think.
Give me the dads. I'm loving the dads right now.
I know
now.
You are.
Blake,
you know,
Snell came home last night.
You know who's leading in the odds for the MVP?
Who?
And killing it for the dads. Mr. Machado.
Oh, yeah. He's mashing.
Absolutely.
They don't even have. Wait till fucking Tatis gets back.
I know.
If Snell can pitch well, I mean, they're. But they. Musgrove. Musgrove did the same thing Aaron Judge did. Turned down a boatload of money and said, I think I'll get more. And he's fucking 5-0. He's absolutely dealing. Mm-hmm. Judge is going to get 400 schmil.
Good chance.
Yeah.
There's an absolute.
If he keeps this up,
really good chance.
Good on him. Yeah, I'm on the Dads first five money line.
A's are at Seattle. Yeah. Blackburn versus Robbie Ray. I'm taking the fucking A's first five plus a half.
Absolutely.
Blackburn has been better, and Oakland is actually pretty decent versus lefties. Yeah. So I will join you here for on the A's for the first time.
Yeah, I love Blackburn, and Ray just can't seem to find it with the
A's. He cannot. Very great game last night. Cubs and Cincy. Tonight we got Hendricks and Castillo like it's fucking 2008. I'll be staying away from this.
What?
You're not dipping in? I don't want it.
Don't let last night scare you, Tony.
Reds is the side that I probably would have gone.
Yes, I'm on Castillo here. Okay. Hendricks away from home is an absolute nightmare. I'll take Reds money line.
Yeah, okay. I'm away, but that's the way I was going.
There we go.
Miami's at Tampa. Cody Poteet versus Drew Rasmussen. I was on the Rays last night, and they came through. Can't remember why I stayed away here.
It was pretty rich. It was minus 160.
That's probably why.
I'm going to do it, though. I think Poteet has been good, but it's like last night. Like Lopez had been good, but you go into the American League, it's a little bit different, my friend. I like Rasmussen. I'll take Rays money line.
It's 190 now. That's probably why I stayed away. What's that? It's fucking Rays or minus 190, though.
Jesus.
It's probably why. I didn't want to lay a half, I was thinking. We have J.P. Sears going for the Yanks against Tyler Wells from Baltimore.
This is the matchup we've been waiting
minus for. Minus 166 on the Yanks. It's probably the lowest money line you're going to get with them because...
J.P. Sears is... He can deal, though.
Well, can he?
Yeah.
Like, has he yet?
Oh, yeah. For a couple of innings or three or four. I mean, I'm not going to pass up the opportunity.
This year he has pitched two innings and given up no earned runs.
I mean, story writes itself. I mean, I'm just never going to pass up the opportunity to take the Yankees at minus 160 against the Orioles.
Probably the right
move. I have to do it. I love J.P. Sears. He's been...
Probably not a bad idea.
Like you said, he hasn't given up a run all year, so I don't see why not to take
him. I mean, if I was just shooting from the hip today, I probably would have taken the Yanks there. Ranger Suarez is going against Chucky Ballgames, Philly and Atlanta. That's minus 160 for Chucky.
I don't like this series.
That's a no, me nah, either. I'm good. Both teams haven't been great this year.
Yeah, I'm good.
Especially covering ball games. Sox are at the Sox again.
Yeah.
Hill and Giolito. You know what this was for me?
Hell.
yeah. And it was, but it was a take the dog situation. But I will say this.
Don't fucking bury my guy.
I'm not.
All right.
Sox, Red Sox first five plus a half. You're kind of flirting with playing with fire. When you go White Sox against lefties.
That is a good point.
They are very good against lefties, very good against covering against lefties, but Red Sox are hotter, swinging the hotter bat. I like Giolito better than Rich Hill.
What?
But because the Sox are getting plus a half, I'm taking them.
Yeah, I'm taking Big Dick Rich Mountain. Absolutely. First five plus a half.
Okay. I'm taking Gio to run it back. Let's go. First five.
I bet you admit it.
Baby.
Stand by your man, lad.
Gio doesn't suck.
No, he does not. He is good.
It's a day game.
And I don't love this one.
This is a day game, and he's hungover. He doesn't like...
Correct.
Giolito doesn't like pitching before 4 p.m.
I love him. it's happening again for me. I did it night one, and we got fucked on a pitching change. But I'm going back to the well. I'll lay the half with the... the Stros first five.
Really?
I can't do it. Houston as having the better pitcher and bats. And if that happens, I normally don't have a problem laying the half.
I love Quantrill. And I don't feel comfortable taking the Guardians right now, so I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to.
Cal does have the ability to have a good game.
He will show up.
But Stros are pretty hot. I'm laying the half.
Fair play.
You can't fucking talk me off of it.
No, I'm not trying.
Texas is at the Angels. Glenn Otto versus Reed Detmers.
Joe Otto?
What is that line? It was a little juicy earlier.
Minus 155 I have it at.
Yeah, and I got it at 158. It's up to 174 for the Angels. I don't know if you want to lay the half or not, but I took the Angels first five money line.
Yeah, I'm not laying a half here. I'll take the Angels money line against Joe Otto.
So Glenn Otto is Joe Otto.
Was Joe Otto the guy from The Simpsons?
I don't know. I'm not positive.
Oh, that's Otto.
Just Otto?
Yeah.
But Glenn Otto, not a good ERA. Not great. Detmers.
Joel Otto.
Second starts. Oh, there it is. Joel Ripken.
Joel Otto.
Former Carolina.
Calgary Flames. Great.
Ottawa Sens.
Active from 1981 to 1998.
Great guy.
That's on Hockey Talk tonight?
I wish.
Barry? Joel Melrose?
Barry Melrose is locked in again, I'm pretty sure.
Detmer's second start after the perfect game. Or no-hitter. He has a 1.96 at home. Texas, I believe, is dead last versus lefties.
Yeah.
So I would be tempted to lay the half. I don't know but we got money line earlier, so.
There you go.
However you want to attack it today. So I got Dodgers full game run line. Oakland first five plus a half, Red Sox first five plus a half, Houston first five minus a half, and the Angels first five money line.
All first five, Red Sox plus a half, Padres money line, A's plus a half, Reds money line, Rays money line, Yanks money line, Angels money line.
Okay. Feel good? I don't feel as good as the picks did yesterday. I'll say that.
Just fucking shooting. Just shooting.
That's all you can do.
Just shooting, baby. Fucking Roma's up 1-0 right now.
To lift the cup.
To lift the cup for glory for Mr. Mourinho. This is the...
What minute are we in?
This is the first ever UEFA Conference League championship.
Correct. Yes. What minute are we in?
I have no idea.
Well, you're not fucking following it along? Or?
I just saw a fucking another world-class save from Rui Patricio.
Oh, I mean, what else is new?
Where are we?
Okay. Let's go. Let me see if there's any baseball boosts before we move on. Normally isn't. They don't like to give those out. Let's go to the ice.
Here we go.
Where things have been good.
Yeah. We've been able to have a pretty steady read on most of these, I feel like.
One game tonight.
One game. And a boost.
It is not a money line situation unless you're taking the dog.
Nope. Already got a puck line picked out.
Really?
Listen, we love the Blues.
Blues.
Love them to death. Blues. Love everything they're about. Okay.
So if this is it, we can't don't get to this. Is our last chance to fucking yell Blues?
This could be the last chance to yell Blues.
Blues.
But it Blues. It seems like
Blues. Since the injury to
all the wind has been taken out of our sails, and I will be taking the Avs puck line tonight to close it out.
1.5, lad.
Yeah, I feel like Colorado will get up and then we'll get a goalie pull situation or they'll just continue to do what they do and that's win by multiple goals.
I'm going Avs 60 minute minus 140.
Okay.
Put a fork in them.
Let me see here.
Eliminate them.
Normally in this situation, I would love to hit the Blues here down 3-1. But game five in Colorado.
This is the most might be the most absurd boost I have seen.
I kind of like it. I'm looking it up right now.
What in the fuck?
What do you mean?
McKinnon, McCarr, Rantanen, O'Reilly to all record two shots on goal.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Plus 125?
I'm trying to find the shots on goal stats to see what they average. Not exactly finding it right now.
St. Louis has done a pretty good job containing McKinnon and Rantanen.
Yeah, good luck.
But, Kadri kind of picked up the slack a little bit there in the goal scoring department. But I still think they'll get some shots on. And O'Reilly, he's a horse. He's gonna get the chances.
Absolute horse.
All right, so if we're talking about just shots. Now, this is for the entire playoffs. So 8 games.
Yep.
McKinnon's got 46.
All right.
That's a lot of shots.
That's 6 per.
That's good math.
Okay.
McCarr's got 31.
It's both.
Almost 4 per.
4 per. 5.
Rantanen, only 18 shots. It's only 2 per.
Oof.
Who else was on the bus?
McCarr.
Got him.
O'Reilly.
And O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have a little respect for Ryan O'Reilly, all right?
Fucking
what are you talking about? A little fucking respect.
Ryan O'Reilly, he is a fucking weapon, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, so is O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That's what we're saying. Stop doing that.
No, I'm saying they're both studs.
Show some respect to Joel fucking Auto, dude.
I don't think I could have said a better compliment.
Go on. Are you taking this boost or not?
No.
All right.
Nick?
I'm on the boost, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if Nick's on the boost, maybe I'll jump on. No, I don't like it.
Big
was
pucks.
Minus 120.
I mean, a boost is a boost.
Two shots out of each of those guys isn't asking a ton.
A lot of gamblers will tell you if you it's all about playing the odds, and if you're getting odds boosted.
Hell yeah.
Take the boost.
Take the boost.
Every time is what they would say. I'm on the boost.
Wow.
Are you on the boost?
No, I'm not.
Don't. Why do you have to be like? Is that because of fucking auto parts?
What's that?
Because you don't trust auto parts?
Well, I mean, he already kind of fucking buried the lead here.
What are you talking about?
Buried fucking O'Reilly.
No.
Put the boost in a vulnerable situation.
No.
I'm not in the business of fucking rooting for fucking pucks on net.
You're not? That's how we win fucking games.
I want pucks in the net on a boost.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But it's a lot easier.
The end goal.
It's a lot easier to just put them on than that.
It's just too much going on. It's too much.
I did too much, man. I fucking did too much.
It's too many things that need to happen for plus 125 for me. That's just me.
Okay.
I don't need to be sitting there worrying about a fucking guy getting a shot off at the end of the game.
That's a fair criticism.
That's just me.
Now, we're talking about bets I don't love. To win the Stanley Cup, Colorado is plus 130.
Yeah.
The field, minus 154.
I mean, you don't need the field, lad. You just need the boats.
The boats are, what are they, plus 260?
Plus 250. The field in that one is minus 310.
Like, how many games do you think the Lightning go with either the Rags or the Hurricane?
What do you think the exact outcome of the Stanley Cup is? Team beating which team?
Tampa beats Colorado.
Plus 470.
There it is. That's a winner chicken dinner.
Because you give them the keeper advantage?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on Colorado's goalie in a tight spot. I really wouldn't.
How about Cale Makar being the favorite to lift the fucking Conn Smythe?
Wow.
Yeah, if Colorado gets it done, it'd probably be Makar.
Who lifts it for the not fucking McKinnon. Boats?
Oh, I mean, Vasi maybe.
Probably,
yeah. Vasi was plus 900 yesterday. He's plus 850 today.
That's Vasi, baby.
I like that. That's definitely worth a sprinky.
Now, McDavid's plus 950 if you think there's any chance they get by the Avs.
There was some talk already generating that, and I don't know if it's ever been done before, to be honest, that...
He doesn't even make the finals and gets it?
Yeah, but...
That's not happening.
Hockey folks do not like to do that.
That is not happening.
And I would be shocked. But what is he right now? Plus
950.
Yeah, I mean, again, a sprinky.
I can see being on the losing team.
Who's
in
that?
The finals.
Yeah, even that is a lot to ask.
Correct. But it's not making the finals is absurd.
Because it is meant to be a playoff MVP. It's not meant to be just the finals MVP, but that's usually what it ends up being.
Yeah.
Do you give the Canes or the Rags a shot against the Boats?
Yeah, they got a puncher's chance. Do you?
Me? No, I
don't like what Carolina's done on the road, obviously. Yeah, that's kind of jarring. What are they, 6-0 at home and 0-5 on the road?
Yeah. Same with the Rangers, right?
And the Rangers like to go down, but they've shown they can come back. They've done it a couple times.
You get the Lightning minus 130 to win the Eastern Conference.
How much?
Well, minus 130.
Just lift the cup, baby. Okay. That's what we need. Okay. Go Boats.
Hey, fucking go Boats.
I'm all the way.
I mean, I know
as
you.
As long
are.
As you got a
no way.
As long as you got a horse in the fucking race, you're all right.
Okay.
I kind of feel bad. See, this is the thing now. Texas hockey might have given fucking the Oilers a better.
Yeah, because
right.
Are you trying to say that the Dallas hockey, Texas hockey battled the Flames? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and the Flames are.
What are you saying?
Frauds.
Okay.
They got lucky. with their 80 shots on net on Otter in game 7.
That was
that man was under siege. Fuck.
That was a lot. By the way, we didn't even talk about it. Panthers, they didn't score, but they put a lot of fucking do we think they were at the club night before or no?
So we checked with Rupper to see if he had any knowledge of the situation. He could not confirm nor deny. He suggested maybe it was the Black Aces. If you're not familiar with what the Black Aces are, those are the guys that get called up from the minor league team in the playoffs who aren't playing.
Now we're talking.
But would get into the lineup if there was an injury or something that. That seems like the most likely scenario.
I've had a few Chardonnays with the Black Aces in my time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes good complete lads. Sense.
Good lads.
Great lads.
I mean, what does it...
By the way, youtube.com/thatshockeytalk.
Yeah, tonight. We're going live tonight. We'll be live during the Avs-Blues game. We'll check.
Time's Barry on?
Barry stood us up, but that's okay. You know,
he's booked again, though, right?
We will try and get Barry again at some point. Not tonight, though. Okay. I think we'll talk to Jeff Merrick tonight.
Jeff Merrick?
Yeah, Sportsnet.
Sportsnet legend.
Yeah. Jeff Merrick
Has Kipper been on?
Kipper has been on.
Fucking
love Kipper.
Got to fuck you in him.
Has Morency been on with?
We haven't been able to get Morency on now because he's same on time, air during
24 hours a day.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, it's hard to get him. It's hard to nail down that time, that 15 minutes where he's not on.
I just can imagine Rupper being like, "What the fuck is happening?"
I gotta ask Rupper if he's.
Have you seen the Topes tarp?
Go Topes!
Fucking three-eyed fish, motherfucker!
All right.
Jeff Merrick, fucking Stouffville, Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great place.
Hockey podcasting legend.
Absolutely. All right, that's tonight, what, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
All right. Man loves puck.
See you there tonight. Let's head to the association.
Hell yeah.
Is there any news to this COVID tonight, or was Connor?
No.
Did Connor get it from
Connor was
Boston
correct.
Boner Garage 69?
Wasn't any players. Yeah. Could be, though. They're still.
So I guess they're still testing, and some trainers and like staff members is what they said.
You got to test them all now.
You do have to. You got to collect them all.
We have. I mean, these rules we're living by, you know.
So there is a very realistic chance that like Jimmy Butler could very easily get ruled out COVID.
Maybe. Is the timekeeper playing?
Time Lord? You son of a bitch. What the fuck?
Are we going to see Time Boss tonight?
It's
what?
Time.
Fucking Time Lord is the actual game changer, dude. He's a beast.
I know. That's why.
So don't fucking call him timekeeper.
Listen,
dude.
When Tom E. Kern told me yesterday that timekeeper was the second most important player on the Boston Celtics, I knew today that I better make sure that fucking timekeeper was playing.
Time Lord is in as far
are
as
are you I, positive?
No, I don't know if Marcus Smart's in.
Because you said Marcus Smart was in last week and he wasn't. Hey, Connor, is timekeeper playing or not tonight?
Oh, he's gonna
Connor's going to say yes.
Listen, here is a game time decision.
Same with Marcus.
Connor! Yes.
Same with Marcus.
Are we getting the timestamp tonight or what?
These fucking guys.
Other game time decisions. Lowry, Strus.
Lowry needs to play.
Tucker, Hero.
Is Hero out?
Fucking Gabe Vincent.
Who cares? Hero stinks now.
They're all game time decisions. Give me the fucking Celts, especially if fucking Time Flies is in.
Wow.
The Celtics lose tonight. This is on fucking you.
Is the Lord of the Time?
This guy's calling him fucking Time.
Is the Timekeeper in or not tonight?
Timekeeper, Time Fly.
I don't know. I think the Lord's in tonight. He came up hobbling last game, but I think he's in. I think everyone's going to end up playing, honestly, but there is a boost right now. Either team to win by 15 points. Did you guys say this already?
No, but I just saw it. And
yeah.
I mean, the way the series is going.
Plus 420. I think it's kind of foolish not to say because it's just been blowouts.
I'm on it.
I'm on the Celtics, just but I do think there's a massive chance that the Heat come out and Jimmy Butler drops like 40 again. No, I do. No, I really do.
Well, we have the Tatum and Butler to each score 6 points in the first quarter. Tatum, we had the 5 each quarter last game, which hurt us because they were up by so much in the fourth. But if we're talking just first quarter, I'm taking that boost too.
That's a great boost.
I'm on all the boosts today.
The 420 boost is just too much, especially with how this series is going. I don't know. I don't know about
that. I think tonight, this is the game where the fucking C's.
Yeah. This is
time. Come take back. Them by the time. Fucking throat.
So we lost game five against Milwaukee.
Okay.
And then.
But you won game five against the Nets because it didn't happen. Because
it didn't happen. So we won that one. So we're 1-1 in game five.
Well, you know what happened was against Milwaukee, they weren't used to playing five games. So they lost it.
So they lost the fifth.
But now they are used to playing five games.
No, it happens.
They'll win the fifth.
Smart didn't play the last game.
Yeah.
I think he's probably – if I took Smart to score 20 because in the Milwaukee series he didn't play, I think, game five. And then in game six he had like 26 or something like that. So I like Smart coming off a rest here tonight. Yeah. He's awesome, and I like Horford as well.
Caesar, I mean, they're the better team. Quit fucking around.
I know. It's one of those things where they just don't show up every night.
I know.
It's the fucking
worst. Immature.
Like, game three, the fact that they, like, Tatum came out and scored 10 points and had seven turnovers, it was like, all right.
Al needs to put his foot down. Game.
Yeah.
And be a leader.
One time.
It is that's time. This could be a big Al game.
It's not always, yeah.
He hasn't had one. I don't know. Series,
those yeah. legs are getting, they're probably a bit woobly.
They're old legs.
Are you kidding me?
Al Horford had three threes, though. It's like plus 380.
Maybe this is Grant Williams' fucking three ball game as well.
Also, plus 310.
Have you had any other updates from Boston Boner Garage 69 on the...
No updates from the Boston Boner Garage. People have been tweeting that it was a... like a team therapist and one of their trainers who got COVID. Well,
if they can't get therapy before the game, that's also a gambling issue.
And they wouldn't have done the morning walkthrough because of a close contact. Yeah. And that's the thing, like 4 o'clock, I think it was game two, Horford and Smart missed. Horford because of COVID. At like 4 o'clock on game day, he wasn't out yet.
Okay.
So, like, they didn't have anything on the injury report because there wasn't anything to report yet.
Okay.
But don't rule it out. I'd hop on them now because it's more likely that someone's out on the Heat than not.
Correct.
I would say. Okay. So get on the 2.5.
Thank you for your updates. I can't thank you enough.
Hey, anytime, boys. Go C's.
Go C's. Because I'm on them.
Have to be.
I'm on C's.
I got money line.
What?
Yeah, I'm not fucking.
You're pulling a mitt?
I don't hate it.
I'm not fucking.
Oh, wait, they're fucking. Never mind the favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Why fuck? No. I'm not fucking. Don't fuck around with 2.5 points.
No.
Mitt, all right, where are you at?
Complete opposite side of all of you guys.
Heat? Fucking I'm on the Heat?
You fucking bomb.
Yeah, and I'm waiting to take it until right before tip off. I want to make sure Jimmy Butler's playing. If Jimmy Butler's not playing, I'm throwing the under in the total. I'm probably still going to throw the under as well, actually. I like the under. They've stuck around the 205 mark, 206 mark. So I just like the under, especially with this news coming out.
Okay.
It's good news.
This series is ugly, by the way.
Ugly.
Fucking ugly.
If anybody but Jimmy Butler is out for the Heat, I'm still taking the Heat. But if Jimmy Butler's out, I am not taking the Heat. I'm just taking the under.
What if fucking Bam's out?
He hasn't. If Grant Williams is playing, then it does not matter.
Yeah, if Time Lord is playing,
Grant Williams is a walking bucket.
If the time machine's in, hammer the C's.
Hell yeah.
Time Lord is an absolute no.
Second most important player on the team.
Yeah.
That's what Tommy said.
I'm not here to argue.
Would you put him above Jaylen Brown in this series? In this series only.
I mean, Jaylen Brown scored 40 the other night.
Yeah.
They did lose that game, though.
I think just in this series, because he shuts off Bam, like, it doesn't – I think he is just so fucking important. Like, he's other than Tatum,
big boy. You need him.
Who, the timekeeper?
Time Lord. Yeah.
I love the Time Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's where we're going tonight in the NBA.
It's good stuff.
I'm taking all the boost tonight.
Good on you. Good on you, lad.
Just because I'm not afraid to keep track of fucking shots on goal like you are.
That's good. I mean – anything that I can't get like a notification on kind of scares me away.
I understand. Trust me. I understand. Jesus Christ. Fucking. Giants are up 9-0.
Hell yeah. Them boys are playing ball, man.
Who was going? I didn't even know the dude's name for the Mets that was pitching. I did not touch that one.
Might have to dip our toe.
Should have been on the fucking Giants.
Might have to dip our toes in the. MLS this weekend, my friend.
MLS is still going?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you dip your toes?
I really struggle with MLS.
How come?
I don't know. It's the one soccer league that does not go well for me, my friend.
You said the El Trafico's this weekend?
No, not the El Trafico. What is the main event this
Dodgers
weekend?
Dodgers just had a guy on third, fucking two Champion, outs. Right? Couldn't get him home.
Atlanta United, Columbus this Need weekend that. Should be a fucking banger Saturday night.
Need that. Buccas won. 2-2, Tigers, Twins. Mets are down 9. Dodgers 0-0. Brewers, Padres 0-0. Ooh, Bob Ray. It's got a guy on second and third, no outs. We need that one.
It's good stuff.
Let's get a run there.
Okay? Here we go, Ace.
Do we just get an update on it?
No. Get some support for Petey Blackburn. Trevor Story is fucking
swinging a hot stick.
He was +700 at a homer last
swinging
night.
Swinging a fucking hot stick. Oh, it's Wednesday. Bruce, are you fucking giving us? Is Lefty coming in or not? This fucking guy, dude.
Bruce. I only got a fucking.
I got plays.
I only got a few more.
Luckily,
days in this
you know
country.
What? I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen, so I have golf plays.
Oh hell yeah!
Not to win.
Where's your computer, dude?
I mean, what did you just decide?
Where's your jeans?
To wear the oldest shirt you own today?
Oh,
come
Look
on!
Look at his hat. He's got every fucking golf sponsor on that hat, dude. It's sick.
Yeah, it is sick. It does have all of them. You got Rogue ST, the new irons, Chrome Soft. Apex.
Those are all just kind
nicer
of
like islands.
Apex Warrior.
Odyssey, oh, I'm an Odyssey guy myself. I respect that.
That's yeah. The Odyssey putter.
Callaway golf handicapper. all right, we got the Charles Schwab Challenge.
Charles Schwab?
Tell them what they went.
On the line is a 1979 custom Charles Schwab colored Firebird.
Yeah. Hold the fall. To the winner.
It's a That's what you sweet. Get for winning?
Yeah, well, yeah. Also the money, but you also get the Firebird.
Yeah, yeah. All
right.
In addition
pretty,
to.
Pretty sweet looking, like that Back to the Future style. Type deal. Scottie Scheffler is your favorite at 12-1, joined with JT and Jordan Spieth.
Mm-hmm. They're back in Texas.
They are back in Texas. Bit of a hangover watch, obviously.
Sure, for
with,
JT.
With JT, and then, you know, Bill Zalatoris is right there at 28-1.
Could be potentially a hangover for him as well.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've tried with the Cam Smith after his spell at the Masters to back him the next week. Did not work out in our favor. Morikawa's there at 16-1. Of kind of the three, you know, JT off the win, I think you have to prefer him of the three favorites. Scotty, could he return to form? Surely. But JT's the guy that's in form. And, like, who's Correct. To say he won't just, you know, rattle off and basically win any tournament he decides to play in. Obviously, the hangover is of concern there, though. But in my mind, this thing's wide open.
Sure.
I think you can go down the board. And
Kokrak is defending champion, correct?
I believe. Yeah, Kokrak is defending champion. Where is he?
Cam Stewart.
48-1 for the defending
champion.
That's not champion.
Bad.
Cam Stewart bad had Kokrak last year, this tournament.
Oh, he did. Yeah. I remember. So this tournament, I would believe I was reading. Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of dog legs. So it's not little. It's not perfect for the guys who hit the fucking straight ball. You got to be able to shape your shots a little bit here. Attack the fucking greens in regulation. Stuff like that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I mean, you can kind of get around a dog leg a couple ways.
I love. Yeah, yeah. You can hit over the trees like fucking. Is the bison playing?
I don't think so. So he's been a withdrawal.
Yeah, it's the last couple.
The last couple with his wrist injury. It seems like that was a big problemo for him. Yeah. So, you know, Godspeed to the bison.
Godspeed to the bison.
All right, bison.
So who do you think? Who are you taking?
I'm going to take Max Homa, 32-1.
Okay.
I just think that price is too high. I think you could easily slot him in, you know, probably below Bill Zalatoris there, 28-1, looking like 26-1 maybe for Max Homa, but the 32 to, in my mind, is just a little too high up there to ignore. Davis Riley, I'm kind of just back to the well, 48-1 in this spot. And then way down there, Harry Higgs is 340-1 to win this golf tournament.
Higgsy.
And you know, 340-1, 100 to win 34 grand.
A little bit of a bomb. That's not bad.
So that's where I'm going. I'm staying away from the top. It could come back to bite me. It usually does. But that's where I'm going here.
I was looking at Sam Burns is 29-1.
Burnsy.
Kevin Na is 37-1.
Kevin Na, dude.
Uh-huh. And Where's Harold Varner at?
Harold Varner, plus 4,800.
Okay.
There he is.
Something to look at, too.
Stewart. Stewart out?
No, he's in
Stewart,
it.
Stewart's in big time.
He's in it. Guys, I'm playing in three ball in their groups. If you don't know what three ball is, FanDuel pairs up three guys. And whoever finishes with the best score of the tournament wins the between the three of them. It's basically, it's not a matchup.
Yep.
It's a three ball.
Yep. Do you lose on the push?
No, I don't think so. But I won last week by round robining it.
That's good bet.
I'm going to play these individually. I'm going to round robin it, and I'm also going to parlay it.
Let's walk through them.
I got plus 16,000 on the parlay. I'm taking Fleetwood over Redmond and Hodges.
Ooh, Hodgie.
I got Kevin Na over Kizire and Brehm. Got Harold Varner over Putnam and Streelman. I got Mav McNeely over Whaley and Compton. I got Davis Riley over Shank and Clark. I figured you'd like that one. Got Sebastian Munoz over Thompson and Donald. And I got Lucas Glover over fucking Chaz Reavy and Duncan.
Gotcha.
Chaz Reavy.
Did you say McNeely in there?
I did.
Yeah, I like that one probably the best of them all.
Those
all sound good.
It's funny you say that. Mav McNeely was also my favorite three ball.
Yeah.
Followed by Munoz and Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy.
Those are my top three.
Oh, boy. It's good stuff.
Munoz.
Yeah.
Second favorite three ball.
Trust me on this one.
All right, man. And I trust you.
Just because I said that. He will lose, but,
but that's the one.
We are getting to that time of year where I fucking dive pretty deep into golf betting as
Yeah, I mean, we're halfway through major season, so we got to enjoy it. Nice little tidbit today. The Netflix special was following... No, it's not out, but for the PGA, they were following JT, Mito Pereira, and Matt Fitzpatrick. So behind-the-scenes footage of them all of those days. I don't know when that show comes out, but that's going to be the best episode.
It's basically the show that everyone loved with F1.
Yeah, that's correct.
Same thing for the PGA Tour.
Drive to Survive, but hitting fairways.
Monaco on Sunday?
Monaco is on Sunday.
I like.
You have any picks for that?
I got Verstappen. I mean, if you're not betting Verstappen at this point.
What are you doing?
Do we know the odds are out?
What's he at? Yeah. I don't think they post until they qualify,
right? It's usually around plus 125.
Verstappen is plus 135.
Yeah. Gotcha. What's
Charles Leclerc?
I wouldn't worry about anybody else but Verstappen.
Lewis Hamilton's plus 60. Okay, so we have two.
5 years.
We have two huge favorites.
Yep.
Leclerc's minus 105 and Verstappen, and then fucking Louis Hamilton's plus 60.
Leclerc's favored over Verstappen.
Barely, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I mean, it's basically.
His hometown?
It's basically been those two all season.
That's hometown. Is he from Monaco?
I don't know.
You're taking Scott Dixon. He's favored to win the fucking 500.
The what?
Indy 500.
The what?
What's Alex Albon up to these days? He's on a new team, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow.
Take Verstappen.
Take fucking Verstappen.
Drives that Red Bull 13 car.
Hell yeah.
Padres got first and third, two outs.
Come on, lads.
Come on, dads.
Is Dale Earnhardt driving this weekend? Junior, sorry.
Like you almost.
Jeez, I know. I almost started a war.
Yeah. Junior's not fucking racing this weekend, I don't think.
I know. And it's Monaco that's also this NASCAR. Weekend, Mitt.
It's Monaco. And Coke 600.
Coke 600. That's what I was thinking
about. All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.